Hello, I'm Pat Chavez. You're listening to El Theater Buzz review of Currently in Theaters presents The Color Purple, the musical playing now at the Zephyr Theater on Melrose, March 13th through the 29th, 2026. Crumlium takes a challenging piece in The Color Purple, the musical, with a very straightforward focus on the vocals reminiscent of gospel and soul. This cast has got it. The creative direction is lacking, and the minimalistic approach to this material is for sure not helping either. Color Purple is a musical based on Alice Watts' famous book, The Color Purple, which won a Pulitzer Prize, and when the material was turned into a film, was nominated for many Oscars, directed by little-known director Steven Spielberg. To clue you in, he directed something about dinosaurs or something, I don't know. The Color Purple is about an African-American woman post-slavery during the time of sharecropping in the 1900s, and follows Silly, played by Veronica Driscoll, who lives in Georgia, is raped and abused by her father, in which she has children. Silly is married off to Mr., played by Lonnie Jackson III, and we follow her as she learns to find herself, her faith, and reconcile with her dark past. The Color Purple is such a great work on its own, and it's a tragic and uplifting story as well. If it's possible to adapt that story into a musical without, you know, really gospel singing over the meat of the story, this was not it. This isn't even The Color Purple light. This is another color altogether. This is Color Lavender. The book from Marcia Norman seems so fragmented. The musical is trying to do so many things and is possibly only getting them singing right. That being said, what a powerhouse pairing with these two actresses of Veronica Driscoll as Celie and Shelby Williams as Nettie. When they are acting and singing together, it's impossible not to take notice, but it's not a cabaret or a two-hander. This is a large musical piece, and while there are some undeniable cogent parts of the material as a whole, it lacks a stronger creative direction and approach to the material. Always great moments when these three came out and started singing together, the trio of Darlene, Doris, and Jareen, played respectively by Jayla Bryant, Malia Law, and Olivia Lavia. The small three-piece band having issues with balance with this bigger ensemble under the circumstances sounded pretty good. Fans of the material would probably still dig a lot of the material on the stage. I give Crumley & Lem Theater's production of The Color Purple, the musical, a 7.4 out of 10. It's an average show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.